Hey there. Thanks for clicking on this audio. Seriously. I really hope that you would. I know it sounds weird, but I'm being honest, like, you specifically. When I saw this script, I immediately thought of you. It's evening here, and it's not too late. The sun is down, but it's still just a bit light outside. The weather forecast said that it's gonna be a bit windy, but warm. And it's beautiful, actually, with the forest. I can see it from my window. Behind that, there is a beautiful lake, but I think I'm drifting off. What I really wanted to tell you is that I actually decided to take the day off today. I've been really busy lately, you know? It's all good stuff. But it's been a lot. And I thought I deserved a little bit of time to relax and rest. Focus on my mental health. I didn't even do chores or anything. Just slept in a little and maybe a lot. And when I finally got up, I dressed really comfy. I spend a lot of time cuddled up on my couch, doing something creative. I even thought of you a bit, but mostly just doing my creative outlets and letting my mind wander until I found a restful place. And while I'm being so honest, I also scrolled around a little, and I found this. And I felt inspired to do this for you. I want to spend some time together. Intimate time. Is that okay? Do you want that, baby? I think you do. And that makes me really happy, to be honest. Like, how do I describe this even? Like, you know, the excitement you feel when I, or one of the other voice actresses you listen, when they post an audio or a photo or, you know, like a poem, or just a little short fantasy, or something like that. You know that little tingle you feel in your chest? Excitement? Well, when I saw the script, and I could think about what's making you feel that, and you listen to it and experiencing, well, hopefully relaxation and definitely pleasure. That makes me feel similar. It makes me feel really, really good. So, I'm going to ask you to breathe with me a little. And I want you to stretch just a bit, and I'm going to ask you to set a place for yourself where you can relax and sink into my voice a little. And I'm going to masturbate for you. And while I do that, I'm going to guide you through a little bit of self-care. What do you say? I know you work so hard, and I know you are busy, and you have so many responsibilities. And I just want you to feel free to let go of all of that. And also just slip into this experience with me. And if you can, if you feel that way, I also want you to come, okay? Okay, so let's just start. I am all ready for bed. I already brushed my teeth and I washed my face. I have a routine for moisturizing my skin and my face, my hands, my legs. That's a way that I really like to express care to my body. It feels good and a nice way to end the day. I also dimmed my lights and I have a glass of water for later. And I'm wearing really comfortable clothes. I changed out of my yoga pants and sweatshirt that I wore today. And I put on a really soft pair of pajama shorts. They have like tiny little squares, and I'm wearing this little white bralette. It's actually not very good to sleep in because it doesn't really cover anything, but you get the vibe. I thought it was really soft and I like it because I feel sort of held by it. But my tummy and my back are exposed, and while I feel comfy, I also feel a little bit sexy. And I like to think about whether you would like it. But, I mean, of course you would. I am wearing it for you, especially, you know. As for you, I want you to find yourself a place, if you haven't already. A place where you can be not just comfortable, but somewhere where you can feel totally relaxed, almost weightless. If that means laying down in your bed, I totally encourage you to be there. If that means propping up on some pillows, you can do that too. I want you to get yourself a glass of water. Just like me, and you may also want some lube. I assume you read the tags. I want you to play with me, so whatever you need for that. If you like to have a towel or something soft to clean up nearby, make sure to grab that too, and I would really like it if you were still dressed. Actually, go ahead and get dressed in whatever you were going to wear to bed anyway. You can also pause if you need to. Like the audio, get situated and comfortable and get your supplies. And then meet me back here. I'll wait, I guess. Elevator music, right? To get over the waiting. Okay. So, I really want you to breathe with me a little bit. I'm not going to be doing a whole mindfulness meditation kind of audio, but I want us to spend some time connecting, you and I, before we go on this journey, you know? So I really like the idea that while I'm talking and you're hearing my words and focusing on them and that they are affecting you in a way, and I want that to be sensual, Sure, but I also want it to be relaxing and calming. It makes me feel good to know that you're experiencing that with me too. Honestly, it turns me on knowing that anything that I'm doing brings you pleasure, so I just want us to experience that together. So start by taking a deep, deep, deep breath. And then pause. And then exhale with your mouth pursed just a little, like an audible exhale, like this. That feels good. Let's do that again a few more times. That felt good. Feels really good still. I want you to let go of any tension in your body. Maybe just wiggle your toes a little bit before letting them rest. Point them out and feel the stretch in your calves and then draw them back towards you. As if you are pulling them with your hands. And then let them rest however feels natural and comfortable. Let your thighs sort of separate naturally and sink into the surface. When you inhale next, pay attention to your belly muscles. And let go of any tension in your core. Relax those shoulders. Maybe tilt your head to either side, once or not. And then, I want you to close your eyes and keep them closed for the remainder of this audio. I want you to imagine that I am there with you. As long as your eyes are closed, you have no reason to believe that I am not, because I am. I want you to feel my presence in the room, because that's what I'm imagining right now. I am imagining you laying next to me in my bed. And your eyes are already closed and you are relaxing. And I'm watching the slow rise and fall of your chest. Breathe gently, okay? Don't strain, don't push. Just feel fresh air stretching your chest outward. And maybe just feel a little twinge of anticipation. Don't worry. The part you are looking forward to is coming. I promise. Just relax for me. I'm imagining that you are here and your hands are resting on your chest. Maybe one right over your heart, and maybe just move the other one down just below your belly button, and then let them both rest. And since it's night, I don't want you to fight any sleepy feelings you might have. We are going to replace those in a moment. But right now, I am kind of feeling like I might yawn, to be honest. Did that work? Okay, so I want you to do a couple more things. For one, I know that you have a lot on your plate, and I know you're carrying tension in your shoulders and maybe some in your jaw. Do I have that right? Let that go for me, okay? You don't need it tonight, and definitely not right now. And I want to make sure that when you do that, you feel your shoulders sink. We'll put your hands to work in a little while, but right now, before we do that, I really, really just want you to be totally relaxed. So, now, I am going to start over here. I'm just taking off my pajama bottoms. Can you hear that? Yeah, you stay still, just relax and listen to me get ready over here. I'm also taking off my underwear. Oh God, I was already a little wet. See, I told you. I really, really like knowing that you are listening to me and sharing this moment with me. I guess I've actually also been thinking a little about what you would be doing over there if you heard me take off my shorts like this. I think you should take off your pants now. Yeah, do that. Because I don't want to be pants-free alone. But don't, like, disrupt the calm, okay? Peaceful mood that I hope you're in. And also, don't worry if you're not aroused yet. I can take care of that for you. Just take off your pants and pull your shirt up over your head. And remember not to open your eyes, because I want you to know that I am there with you and you are here with me. And as long as your eyes are closed, I am there. So promise me you will keep them closed. Promise me. Promise. Say it. Are you naked now? I hope so. I'm going to leave my bralette on. Sometimes when I play with myself, I like being partially close and imagining that we're just hanging out and feeling each other's presence in the bed together, and you were in the mood and I was just watching you and wanting you, and you could feel my eyes drinking you in and studying you and wondering what is on your mind, what you're thinking about, and wondering if you were thinking of touching me. touching my body. I want you to touch me. Do you know that? Like, really, do you? Because I really, really want that. And I imagine that you roll over and crawl on top of me, like, on all fours, looking down at me and just sort of hungrily taking me in. Like you felt this desire and wanted to touch me. But now here you are and you can't even decide where to start. But you slip your fingers through the waist of my pajamas and grab my panties with them and slowly, sensually pull them down my thighs. Teasing me with your fingertips and your knuckles as you go. And even though I want you to keep your eyes closed, what I am imagining is that we are making this really intense eye contact. Fuck, I really, really like that thought. Oh. Don't worry about what I'm doing over here. Focus. Focus on you and your body and what you're feeling. Don't move your hands yet. I want to get a little bit of a head start and then it would make me really happy if you joined me, but join me like feeling hungry for me and for my pleasure, okay? So, right now I'm just teasing like the outer lips of my pussy. I'm not going too fast, just teasing and caressing, and I'm taking. And there's no reason to hurry. This is just about feeling good and feeling pleasure while relaxing. And most importantly, it's about connecting with you and sharing this moment with you. And then listen to the sounds of my breathing. Maybe you can hear just a little bit of what I'm doing with my fingers, and my other hand is just lightly sort of dancing across my tummy and up my sides, and I am just letting my fingertips lightly graze my breast. I just drew my middle fingertip across my nipple and it tightened in response to my touch, and now they're both stiffening and they feel so sensitive. I really want you to touch them. I really want you to touch them. If you're hard, I want you to take one hand and start running your fingers just. If you're hard, I want you to take one hand and start running your fingers just up one side and down the other. Don't grab it, not yet. Just start at the very bottom, at the base, and then slow, slow, slow. run it up until you reach your head, and then back down the other side, and then do the same thing in the other direction. And while you're doing that a few times with your other hand, I want you to do exactly what I was just describing. Just wander around your body. Let your fingertips draw attention and sensation to the surface. Sometimes when I play, I feel like I forget about any sensation that's not directly in my center. I want you to maintain awareness of your body and how you're feeling everywhere, because that's what I am doing. And I love knowing that we're playing together. Honestly, this is just such an intimate and connective experience already. I'm really enjoying this time with you. And while you're doing that with your one hand, wandering around, I want you to start working your way down, like I'm doing. Down your chest, down across your stomach, slowly. We're still taking our time, and I'm going to slowly work my way down and join my other hand, and with both of them, I'm just going to give my pussy just a little short rest, and I'm going to massage the skin on my inner thighs. I really like letting anticipation build like this. I want you to do what I am doing, okay? I want us to do this together. Just massage that skin and feel the muscles and give them a little bit of care and thank them for everything that they do for you. That's what I am doing, truly. They do so much for me. I am so grateful for them. Okay, fuck. Now I really, really just want to touch myself. And I'm going to do that for a few seconds quietly. And I want you to get some lube on your hand if you're ready. And wrap your hand around your cock. And I want you to imagine what I'm doing. Gently, slowly, teasing my slit with my middle finger. I'm so wet. These gentle touches and knowing that you're over there joining me is so fucking intense. I really needed this today. or I really wanted it. Fuck. I really want you. You can stroke however feels good, but match my energy and stroke at a pace that you imagine is similar to how I am teasing my aching pussy. I have my feet planted flat on the bed and my knees arched, and I can feel just a little stream of cum starting to run down that skin between my thighs, between my cunt and my ass, and oh gosh, I love that feeling. This is like that moment where peaceful, sleepy play starts to feel a little more. I don't know. Not primal, but fuck. You're feeling like that. I hope that you're noticing a little bead of pre-cum on your tip. I really want to be laying flat in front of you and holding my thumb and forefinger around the base of your cock and squeezing. Actually, do that for me real quick, please. Will you stop stroking just for a little bit and squeeze your cock for me? I want to see it throb in your hand. I want to feel it in my hand. Don't stroke all the way up, but like, squeeze tight. And draw your hand upwards towards your head, so just slightly. Did that make that pre-cum start to bead on your tip? Fuck, I wish I could see. I want to see your pre-cum so fucking bad. I want you to try to leave it there and keep your eyes closed, but imagine if you were looking at it, that it would stick out my tongue and just slowly, slowly lower it down, and you could just watch me rubbing in my hand as I get closer and closer and closer. Until just the tip of my tongue barely touches that pre-cum. And instead of licking it off, I would draw it back just a little bit. So that little string of pre-cum and spits spreads from the head of your cock to my tongue and stretches out just a little until it starts to curve and eventually drips down onto your body. Oh, fuck. I don't even know where that thought came from. It's so fucking hot. I really, really want to do that. If you want to, like, I think it would be really hot if you would take one of your fingers and dab just a little bit of that pre-cum and taste it for me, because I so badly want to taste you. I think it would be really hot if you tasted that manifestation for me. That manifestation of your desire for me. I want you to stroke Feel slow. Careful. Deliberate stroke. Make sure you're using plenty of lube. Because that's how wet I am. You can add more if you need to. And let your free hand continue exploring your body. I'm going to speed up just a little bit. And I'm going to start touching my clit. It's so sensitive right now. All of this teasing and touching. I just really want to touch my clit. So I'm going to use some of that cum that's slowly dripping from my slit. And I'm going to start just encircling one finger around it. Oh, and I'm starting to feel really good. I really hope you are too. Oh, I'm going to close my eyes for a minute and try to imagine you stroking. I am trying to think about what you would look like with your eyes closed and your free hand wandering around your body. You hear how wet I am? That's all you. It's all the thought of you touching and feeling pressure with my voice in your ears, in your head. You can speed up a little bit. Do it at a pace you feel you can stroke. Until you find an edge. I'm feeling like I'm getting a little close. I'm just starting to really close, but I'm not ready to come yet, but fuck, I love this feeling. I'm just teasing my clit and I'm gliding. Oh, both of my fingers up and down my slit with one hand while I'm circling one finger of my underhand around my clit. And I really want to push my fingers in and feel full. And imagine that that's your fingers. I want you. Don't come. But I really, really want you to get to that edge. I'm going to start to count for us for a little bit, okay? And when I get to zero, I want you to release, okay? supposed to be doing. Right, I wanted to count for us. I wanted to count for us. Okay. Fuck. Five. Keep stroking for me. At whatever pace you want now. Close in. I want you to get so close. Please, will you? Will you take your hands off for a bit? I'm really sorry. I wasn't ready just yet. One deep breath with me, okay? And exhale. And when you're at the bottom of your breath, place your hand back on your cock and grip it at the top. And don't stroke. Just hold your hand and part of your shaft in your fist. Is it throbbing for me? Fuck. I want to feel that. I want to feel your energy in my hand. Just hold it. And I want you to keep listening to me. I really, really, really want to come, but I really want to stay in this moment with you as long as I can. I want this. I want you so much. Just listen to me. I've been holding out like a good girl, but I really, really want to press my fingers inside of my content. I'm going to do that. I want to tease my clit and feel your fingers inside me, exploring my body. Oh fuck, I'm so slick. Getting kind of close again, and I'm kind of like gripping my fingers. I sort of tickle my G-spot. While I alternate my index and middle finger across my clit, sort of moving around in a circular motion while I fuck myself with my other hand. Baby, baby, I think I need to come. One, I want you to get close. Yeah. from me. Please, 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 please. Please. Give me your gun, baby. Feel your body relax. I'm sinking back into the spot where I'm sitting and just fuck. Letting all of the tension run out of my body. I'm going to sit here or lie here. I'm sort of propped up, so I guess it's a little bit of both. I'm just going to lie here and feel supported and breathe. If you want to experience a few minutes of quiet, you can pause or turn off the audio. But I'd really like if you would stay here with me, if you let your release go freely on your body. Don't clean it up right away. I want you to imagine that I'm laying next to you, sort of panting, sort of breathing heavy. And I want you to just imagine how much I craved looking at that cum on your body and knowing that I was part of this release that you just experienced. I am. Fuck. Phew. Fuck. I'm just... I feel so good right now. I want you to feel that with me. Thank you for spending this time with me. I'm imagining that I'm laying beside you and my knees are pulled up into my chest and I'm nestled sort of under your chin and I'm tilting my head back and leaning forward and I'm just planting just playful little kisses on the side of your neck. I think I'm going to go to sleep here. Just like this. Good night, baby.